Tov Tesifres. Yitzish lachiv like the Yishliach. We want, you can have a messenger to put his Erev in the proper place. Bezeiv, something such person will have to go. Uvad shalom yehi feir shayit v'kotten. One that goes cannot be deaf, mute, insane, or minor. Should not have das. Or someone doesn't believe in Erev. Bim shofa yitei feir shayit v'kotten. Or yehi v'kotten. Or efet shayit v'kotten. Or efet shayit v'kotten. If he does send by one of the above, then Erev does not take effect. Also, if he sends with the Goy, same thing, Erev does not take effect. If he asks somebody else to send, then that person sends one of these people that are not good to make an Erev. Even if he sends it with an elephant or a monkey, v'rami rochin shegiyah shom v'nos loy arei havi erev afal pi sheloy rod shenichoy v'ache. He saw that the person who he wants to make the erev is there, and these people that are apostles gave it to that person, then even they didn't see the other person actually doing it, it's all right. So once again, these people are not good to make an erev, but I can get a kosher person to make an erev and send him the actual bread through one of these possible people. Because he's my shliach, and they just bring the bread to him. Once I see that the shliach got it, then we rely on the shliach that he's doing the shlichas. Mishabu points out it's only by din derabbanan, by issur d'oraisa, we do not rely on this chazaka, only the hachmir. Those that say, though, he brings that even by issur d'oraisa, if he's going to cause a michshol to the one who sent him, then we assume that he will do it because the person does not want to cause a michshol to anybody else. You can have a whole group of people sending the Erev with one person.